Ben Ezal Beisrish, there's a chapter, a section within the Zohar Kodesh that's called the Idra Rabbah, the very great. Idra means room. This is a piece of the Zohar Kodesh which was said within a specific cave, which was in between Miron and Tzfas, which some people here have been zeichet to be in that cave. Okay, Rabbi Ezal says, the Zohar Kodesh says there, Posach Rabbi Shimon Vamar, Rabbi Shimon opened up the shir and stated, "Ace." There's a pasuk in the Torah which says, "Ace la sois lashem heferu Torah secho." There are times when, in order to do for Hashem, we have to push aside the Torah. "Ace la sois lashem." Rabbi Shimon said, "Why is it? And am I ace la sois lashem? You know why people get into emergency situations where they have to do for Hashem?" Mishum deheferu Torah secha, because they have pushed aside the Torah. That's why it becomes an Eis La'aseis Lashem. My heferu Torah secha. What is this pasuk referring to when it says heferu Torah secha? Torah de la Eila. This refers to a very high level of Torah. The ihu mizbatla, which becomes botel, becomes nullified, becomes destroyed. Eloi yisavid b'tikunei do. Unless a person practices the tikkunim which we're about to discuss, Rabbi Shimon Yochaizal said. Ula atik yoimen itmar, and at a later date it was stated, Ksiv, the Posik says, Ashrecho Yisrael, mi kamoicha, Ashrei to the nation of Bnei Yisrael, who is like them? Uksiv, and there's another Posik which says, mi kamoicha bo'elim Hashem, who among all the great G-DS is like Hashem. We find that this term Mi Kamoicha is used about Hashem, and it's used about Bnei Yisrael. Korol Rebbe Elazar Brei, Rabbi Shimon Yochaizal called his son Rabbi Elazar, Oisvei Kamei. He seated him next to himself. Ula Rabbi Abba, Mi Sitra Achra. And he seated Rabbi Abba, who was his main Talmud, the one who wrote the actual Zohar Kodesh, from the other side. He sat on the opposite side of Rabbi Shimon Yochaizal. And it's obvious, now the question is, which side did each one sit on? It would seem, I would bet almost anything. We know that the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, that when a person is walking with a Talmud Chacham, if it's two people walking together, the Talmud Chacham is supposed to be to the right of the person is supposed to be on the left side of the Talmud Chacham. Why? Because it's assumed that if there's a side available, the Shechina goes on that side. So a person wants to show more respect to the Shechina than himself, so the Talmud Chacham walks over here, the person walks on his left, the Shechina goes on the right. So if Rabbi Shimon Yochaizal was sitting alone and Rabbi Elazar came over, it's obvious he came over to sit by his left. Now Rabbi Abba came over, he came and took the position, either he took the position on the right, or else they switched. Rabbi Elazar went over to the right, and Rabbi Abba took the position on the left. Va'omar, Rabbi Shimon Yochaizal, as soon as these three were seated, Rabbi Shimon Yochaizal said, Anan Chlolo Dechayla. We are the Kolel of everything. The three of us are Kolel everything. Adkan Istaknu Kaimen. Till now, our Tikkunim have withstood. This is what he said. Ishtiku, they were silent. Shamu kola, they heard a voice. They heard a heavenly voice. Va'arkevuson doladon akshon. And the voice was so powerful, so awesome, that their knees started knocking together from fright. My kola, what voice is it that they heard? Kola dechnufio ilo demischanfi. The voice of a heavenly gathering that was gathering together. They heard an assemblage in Shemayim taking place. This is what caused this whole kol. This is a statement, a story in the Zohar Kodesh. Rabbi Nizal is going to go into a whole long discussion now. Then he's going to go back to this and clarify each and every item here, exactly what it was referring to. Let's see if we can do at least a paragraph at a time without any interruption. Just let's go to the end of the paragraph. If anybody has any questions, you hold it till the end. Rabbi Nizal says, Da, you should know. Sheyesh shvilei Torah, there are certain paths of Torah. Sheyesh bohem hizbeinanus godel ma'oid, in which is found tremendous depth, tremendous deep thinking is involved in studying these paths of Torah. Sheyefshir lovoi lehizbeinanus hazois, it's impossible for a person to achieve this deep level of understanding ki im al yedei ashirus, unless the person possesses wealth. Rabbi Nizal says now, kemoi sheba pashtei raisa, just like when it comes to studying simple items of Torah. Im ein kemach, ein Torah. We find that the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos that if a person doesn't have parnasa, he can't study Torah. If he doesn't have money, if he doesn't have, well, a livelihood, he won't be able to study Torah because all the pressures of the dachkus all weigh on him. He won't be able to concentrate on all. He won't be able to allocate any time to studying Torah. So in other words, in order to study simple Torah, we admit that the Torah says that one of the prerequisites is that you must have parnasa. Similarly, in order to get to this deep understanding, shehu gadol ma'od, which is very, very great, it requires a comparable, very, very high quantity of wealth. Rabbi Nizal says, "Sheyiloi chayin rav," that the person who wants to enter into this hizbeinus hatayra should have tremendous wealth. V'loi sechzar kol ba, and he shouldn't be missing anything at all. Because a person requires the entire wealth of the entire world in order to be zeche to this hisbainanus. Every item here is going to be clarified. Out of all the sons of Yaakov Avinu, which ones were zeche to the deepest understanding of Torah? Bedavka the Bnei Yisachar, as the pasuk says, bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, umi Bnei Yisachar yoidei bina, that the Bnei Yisachar were extremely wise, specifically bina. They had tremendous hisbainanos. Loizachul azeh ki al yedei ashirus. They were only zeche to this deep understanding of Torah through wealth. Where do we see this? Bechinas, as Yaakov Avinu blessed his son Yisachar, he said, Yisachar chamoyer gorem. Yisachar is a laden donkey, laden with shefa. The Targumai and the Targum Unkelus on that pasuk chamoyer gorem says, Atir benichsen, wealthy with properties. Atir, the tof in Aramaic, is exchanged for a shin in Hebrew. Oshir benichsen, very wealthy. Because the Bnei Yisachar were very wealthy, this is why they were zeche to this yoidei bina, to tremendous hizbeinanus ha-Torah. V'alkein, Rabbi Nizal says, now you'll understand why, Moshe Rabbeinu, v'chol hanaviyim, and all the prophets of Bnei Yisrael, hoyo lahem ashirus godol ma'oid. They had to be tremendously, tremendously wealthy, kidei lovoi al yodoi lehizbeinanus hazois, in order that through this wealth, they should be able to get to this hizbeinanus. Rabbi Nizal says, not only is it that you require tremendous wealth to get to the Hizbeinanus, but because of the fact that the Torah has in it Hizbeinanus, the Torah must also be referred to as wealth, hoin. Because the Torah has this Hizbeinanus, alkein nikras ha-Torah hoin. This is why we find many times in the Torah, when it discusses the Torah, it calls it wealth. The Torah is referred to as a wealth. V'chein kol mi she'ovar derech yodom ha-Torah. Okay, so far we said that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be tremendously wealthy in order for him to be zeichet to his high level of understanding of Torah. V'chein kol mi she'ovar derech yodom ha-Torah. All the great tzaddikim through whose hands passed the Torah, meaning who doled out Torah to Bnei Yisrael, hoyu lahem ashirus godol ma'oid. They had to be tremendously, tremendously wealthy. Dehainu, for example, Moshe Rabbeinu shehevi haTorah liYisrael hoya oshir gadol. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, who gave the Torah to the Jewish nation, was a tremendously wealthy person. K'moshem Razal, as the Gemara says, which Rabbeinu is also going to quote in a minute. V'chein Rebbe, and also Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, shesider v'chosam ha-Mishnayis, he was the one who organized and sealed the Mishnayis. He closed up the Mishnayis, where once he closed it, nobody was permitted to put in anything else into Mishnayis. Also, he had to be very wealthy. The Gemara says that he was wealthier than the Emperor of Rome. Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi was wealthier than the Emperor of Rome. V'chein Ravashi, and also Ravashi, who together with Ravina, they were the ones who put together the entire Gemara. Shehoya Chasimas HaTalmud, he was the one to seal the Gemara. The Sider is called HaTalmud, and he also organized the Gemara. Shegam Kein Hoyu Ashirin Gedoyle Ma'oid. He and Rav Yudan Ossi were also very wealthy. Kimay Shom Razal, as the Gemara says in Gittin and in Bab Metzia, that they were extremely wealthy. Why? Rav Enazal says, Kimachmas Shetiknu Visidru Eskola Torah Shebal Peh, because they were the ones who organized and put together the entire Torah Shebal Peh. V'ovar Derech Yodom HaTorah, and the Torah passed through them. Rabbi Nezal says, Al kein hoyu gam kein ashirim kanal. Therefore, it was mandatory that they be very wealthy. Ki tzorech ashirus godoil lehizbaininus hanal. Because it requires tremendous wealth to be zeicha to this hizbaininus. V'zeh bechinas psol lecho. This is the statement which Hashem made to Moshe Rabbeinu. When Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu in next week's Parsha, not this Shabbos, a week from the Shabbos is Parsha. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Psol lecho shnei luchai savonim, carve out a second set of luchais. V'dorash razal, and the Gemara darshins in Yerushalmi, and in Adorim, hapsoiles yihiyu shelcho. Psol lecho means carve out. The word psol also means psoiles, garbage, remnants. Hashem said, "Hapsoiles lecho." The psoiles, you're going to be carving. What did he carve the luchos on? Expensive stones, stones of awesome type of emeralds, that type of stone. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hapsoiles yishalcho." The chips of the luchos that belongs to you, which made him the wealthiest person in the entire Klal Yisrael. Why? Ki kemoi shebepashtei haTorah. Because just like when it comes to Pashtei Torah, Koidem Shemechad Shneize Pshat, before a person could be Zeche to be Mechadish, a Pshat in Torah, Tzorech Loimar Mikoidem, Hagdomois, it requires introductions first. Before a person presents a Chiddush, even in Pshat in Torah, it requires introductions. First he prefaces it with a Gemara, with a Pasuk, with a this, a that, with a Kasha, then he comes out with a Chiddush. So first the person gives a whole set of introductions, then the introductions are put aside and he leads into the chiddush itself. The mechuvon means the item, the goal, the final goal. Ki ikar hu hamechuvon, because the main thing is that final item that he wanted to bring out. V'chol hadvorim v'hahakdomoi shemi kaidim, and all the introductions that were given to preface this item, hein bechinas psoiles, they are referred to as a type of garbage, a type of excess, shenin sorim, they are carved off, they are separated, v'nif solim, and they are pasled, soviv hamechuvon, they are removed around this final item, kemoi kein b'hizbaininus haTorah. Similarly, in a spiritual sense, when it comes to hizbaininus haTorah, tzorech leilech mikoidem, a person has to first go, ulesavev bekama sivuvim, go around and around many times, ad sheboim al hamechuvon, until he's zeicha to get to the final goal, to the item in the center, to the bullseye. V'ho ikar hu hamechuvon. The fact remains that the ikar is still the center item, the central item. She'al yodoi boi, v'chol elu hasivuvim, whereas all of these circular, all of these surrounding items, hein bechinas psoiles. In a sense, they are considered like excess. V'heim bechinas ashirus, they are referred to as this wealth of Moshe Rabbeinu, which came from the chips of the luchos, she'al yodoi boim el ha-hizbaininus. It's through this wealth that a person can be zeicha to get to the hizbaininus. V'ze bechinas psol lecho, this is the statement which Hashem made to Moshe Rabbeinu, where he said, psol lecho, ha-psoiles yihyeh shelcho. The psoiles, the excess matter from the luchos, from what you're going to call the luchos, belongs to you. And the Gemara says about this, Mishom nisasher Moshe. It's from that that Moshe Rabbeinu became the wealthiest Jew. He had these chips of these valuable stones. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki zeh ha-psoiles shel luchos, this psoiles of the luchos, hein bechinas hasivuvim shenin sorim v'nefsolim soviv soviv ha-hizbaininus. This corresponds in a spiritual sense to these introductions which are given to a Dvar Torah, which are later on removed and pushed aside when the person gets to the final tachlis. V'heim b'chinas ashirus kanal. And these items are referred to as ashirus. She'al yodai boim el ha-hispoinanus kanal. Through this ashirus, a person can get to the hispoinanus. V'zeh oisiyos mamoin. Rabbeinu Zal says, and this is why the Hebrew word mamoin, money, is Roshei Tevois, is the first letters, Misham Misasher Moshe. From that, Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy. From what? We left out one letter. We have Mem, Nun, Mem. We left out the Vav. The Havav Hu Bechinas Haluchois. The Vav refers to the Luchois. Shemisham Misasher Moshe. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu's whole wealth came from. Ki haluchos orkon vav, rachbon vav. Because we know that the dimensions of the luchos were, they were 6 tvachim long, 6 tvachim wide. Ukmei sham razal, as the Gemara brings in Baba Basra. So we see that in the word mamoin itself, in the word that refers to money, is found this whole paragraph that Rabbeinu Zal just said. The fact that, in order to be zeichet to Taira, there must be ashirus. Where does the ashirus come from in a sense? From around the Torah itself. That's the psilus that encircles the Torah, which in order to get to the Torah, you have to tamper with that ashirus. Just like in order for a person to be able to sit down in his own house and study Torah, what does he have to do first? He has to go out and get a job and earn parnosa. Then he can sit down and study Torah, and the Torah will have a kiyum. Similarly, in order to be zeichet to a higher, a more ethereal level of Torah, he has to have a much higher level of ashirus, which also surrounds the Torah itself, in a sense. These are the chips that surround the Torah, which are a person has to chip off in order to be able to get to the Torah itself. Just a second. Reb Michel mentioned that one of the chidushim that he mentioned was that one of the mafarshim, I'm trying to remember, it's one of the Sephardic swan, the Kaf HaChaim? No. Similar to either the Kaf HaChaim or a very similar name. In any case, one of the mafarshim, one of the Sephardic tzaddikim, brings on this item, we know that the Gemara says that from where did Moshe Rabbeinu get his whole wealth? From the psilus of the luchos. Now, what kind of wealth are we talking about here? What does the Jewish person consider wealth? What does the Torah consider wealth? We have a pasuk in Mishlei. That's number one, question number one. Question number two, I'll prove to you that it's not talking about monetary wealth. Why? Because the fact remains that Moshe Rabbeinu had these chips, let's say, right? Now, everybody would be honest here. Nobody would dream that Moshe Rabbeinu was as silly as to go to 47th Street and start and take one or two of these chips and trade them in for money. It's understood that all of these chips he saved in a box in his house. He didn't give them to anybody. He wouldn't take $1 million for one chip. It's understood. So why would we consider that wealth? Where's the wealth involved? Wealth is when it's barter. You can trade it for money. We're positive that he didn't trade this for money. Elamai. What does the Am Yisrael consider wealth? The pasuk says in Mishlei, "Im das konisa ma chasata." Im das chasata ma konisa. A person who has seichel has everything. A person who lacks seichel has nothing. So we say that what's real ashirus? Das. This is what made Moshe Rabbeinu wealthy. What did he draw from the luchos? What wealth did he draw from the luchos? The das. Where do we see this? The word psilus means the excess, like the remainder, right? That's what the word psilus means. When you have a letter such as the letter lamed is pronounced as though it were written lamed mem dalid, lamed. However, when you write down the letter lamed, you leave out the mem and dalid, right? The mem and dalid is like excess. It's psilus. I think it's the Kaf HaChaim who says that if you take the word luchos and you take a look at the psilus of luchos, in other words, from the lamed, the mem dalid, from the vav, aleph vav, from the ches, yud tof, from the vav, aleph vav, from the tof, vav, it's exactly begematria das. It's said that when the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu got rich from the psilus of the luchos, you know what made Moshe Rabbeinu the wealthiest Jew? The fact that he had more das than every other single Jew at the time, which meant he was richer than every single other Jew, period. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu is known for Das, This is what made him wealthy. He lacked nothing. He didn't lack, if he saw another person who had a nicer house, a nicer chandelier or something, it didn't hurt him at all. This wasn't an item that he was missing. He had everything he wanted. That's the richest person in existence. But one second, this is a Dvar Torah. This is a side item. Right now, we're learning exactly what Rabbeinu Zal is saying here, and we'll see how Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain exactly where money comes into the picture and how and why. But in any case, we would state very emphatically that what Rabbeinu Zal is saying here, the Pashtus, to conform with what the Kaf HaChaim is saying, is that in order for a person to be Zeche, to go into any real high level of Torah, he's got to be a wealthy person, meaning he's got to be the type of person who isn't missing anything, where if he would see somebody else who has nicer gashmias, he would want that gashmias. Because if a person has that attitude, he can't study Torah in depth. He can't be zeche to a real hiskashrus, to a tzaddik emes or something like that, because he can't be mavatl himself to kedusha-like. Whereas if a person is wealthy, whether it be in sense of a big bank account, where a person who's wealthy like that, he looks at another person, he doesn't feel that guy has anything he wants. So he can dedicate his whole mind to Torah, to coming close to tzaddikim. Or if a person is spiritual wealthy, meaning he's got the brains to know that that's not wealth. Money isn't wealth. Having a yacht isn't wealth. Wealth is sechel dikdusha. That's a person who could be zeche to his bainanus ha-Taira, meaning to be zeche to get to the seidus ha-Taira, to the secrets of Torah, and to a high level in studying Torah. Yeah, questions? Yeah.
What would be the right word to explain what we're explaining? What is the
phrase? Deep understanding. Deep understanding. That's, in other words, there's a term that's used in many Musa Sfarim, especially in the Tanya. He discusses in Labarich, this is an item that's discussed very much. Rabbeinu Zal touches on it a little. By them, that's considered one of the ikrim of Chabad Hasidus, is his bainanus, which means a person setting aside a section of time every day to sit and think deeply of the tachlis, of where he's at, of where he's headed for, etc., etc. That's the word hisbainanus, means deep thinking. Rabbeinu Zal here is using the word hisbainanus to mean a deep level of thinking in the Torah, into the Torah. Rabbeinu Zal says that I say a person has to have hisbainanus and hisbainanus. Before a person could speak to Hashem, he's supposed to spend a minute or two or an hour thinking over what he wants to say, thinking over what he's, to whom he's about to speak and what he wants to say, and then enter into his faith.
Listen, like you said, like Moshe acquired the das when he had seichel. Doesn't it overlap with chachma?
Yes, but
how would you contrast the two? Would it be different? Because a lot of people have a lot of knowledge, but they have no wisdom.
Well, that's why the word das is used here. Das here doesn't mean book knowledge. Das here means seichel, the Yiddish word seichel, meaning a guy who has common sense, a guy who understands.
But how would you contrast it with chokhmah then?
Chokhmah is usually used to refer to knowledge, book knowledge, that type of knowledge.
They count as two different spheres.
Right. One refers to more an item of inside knowledge, knowledge of information, facts. One refers to a broader sense of knowledge. A combination of chachma and bina. Bina means understanding. Combine understanding and book knowledge, you have das, which is like an overall knowledge.
What way is psilis used here? You said psilis is used to refer to the items that precede the main parah.
Right.
That's the whole
thing. The hakdamos. This ashirus. How do you
consider
that ashirus? This wealth is garbage.
Oh, I see.
This
wealth, but it's not the ikar wealth.
You have to be wealthy, but you have to understand that when you get to this Bnei Satira, all of this is negligible. It's nothing. It's zero. However, you can't get to the tachlis without that wealth. Okay. You can't get to the item
without
items that encircle it.
Okay.
So what is the wealth? It is mammon or it's not?
It's both. It's both. He's making very clear here that it means parnosa and it means a physical wealth, as was manifested by Moshe Rabbeinu and by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. The Gemara says that they were the physically richest people, no question about it. But yet, we're mentioning as a side item, don't forget, Osher, you can have a guy who's got $1 million bank account and he's a pauper, and you can have a guy who's got $10 in his bank account and he's one of the richest people in the world. The truth.
But there were people who were important in the chain of Torah who were not wealthy.
100%.
Nothing's out.
As Rabbeinu Zal has a whole section in Sichas Aran, a whole paragraph, where he discusses why is it that nowadays we find that it's very hard for a person to be wealthy and at the same time, Makusha, very, close to Hashem-like. Why do we find that it's very hard for tzaddikim to be wealthy? Also, while we're on the topic, it doesn't hurt, especially since it's a Sunday. We can go off a little on a tangent. Rabbein Ezal has a Torah on the Kutimran later on, where Rabbein Ezal says these exact words, that it's very, very hard for a person to be zeichet to Ruchnius and Gashmius together. Why? Rabbein Ezal says it's very, very simple, because the Gemara says that when a person's davening to Hashem, a person would want to keep one of two things in mind. Either his main purpose in davening to Hashem is to be zeichet to Ashirus, to wealth, about which the Gemara says, Chareitze Lahashir Yatspin, that if you want to become wealthy, then when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you're supposed to face east, right? Face northeast. If you face towards north, the Gemara says you'll be zeichet to wealth. Why? Because there's a pasuk in Navi which says, Mitzafon Zohav Yoasa. Money comes from the north. This is what it says. The Gemara says, what if you want to be zeichet? What if when you're davening to Hashem, your main purpose is to be zeichet to Sechel, to Chachma? The Gemara says, daven to the right. Because Haroitza Lahachkin Yadrim. If you want to be Zeichet to Chachma, swerve to the right, and you'll be Zeichet to Chachma. And the Gemara proves why. Just a second. Oh, right. It's related to the word Ner. The word Doroin is Begematria Ner, and Ner refers specifically to Chachma. Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Toyra Oyer. Ner is an Indian of light, which is Chachma, Ruchnius. That's what it is. Rabbi Zal once said a whole Torah on all four directions. This is what Doroin was. Doroin was Ner, which is Oyer, which is Chachma. One second. So Rabbi Zal says, if that's the case, you have your choice. You can either stand this way or stand this way. You can't get both. You understand? If you're going after the Chachma, it means you're dropping, you're letting go of the Ashiris. If you're going after the Ashiris, you're dropping the Chachma. Rabbeinu Zal brought a story specifically from the Mezritcha Magid Zal, that there was once a man who, the Mezritcha Magid Zal saw this man, he was very good, and he told his Talmidim to do everything they can to be Makar of him, to get him to the Mezritcha Magid Zal. This man was very wealthy, they brought him to the Mezritcha Magid Zal, and a short while after he started becoming Makuruv to him, he began to go down in wealth. And at that time, the Mezritcha Magid Zal told him over this piece of Torah that this is the way it is, because these two are opposites, it's very hard to be able to retain your monetary wealth when you're coming close to Kedusha. However, Rabbeinu Zal said that there is one midah, which if a person has this midah, there's no problem in being able to have both. When is this a problem, to be able to go to the right and to the left at the same time? When a person occupies space. When there is space, when you're a yesh, when you're something, something can only turn either to the right or to the left. What happens, Rabbi Nizal says, when a person is nothing? On nothing, it's not shaykh to say nothing to the right, nothing to... There's no right or left. Rabbi Nizal says clearly in that Torah that when a person is zeichet, the true anivus, then he's capable of coping with both wealth and kedusha. And now we can understand another chiddush, why bedavka these names... Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, what are they complimented for most?
Anivus.
The only praises that are sung about Moshe Rabbeinu in Chumash is Voish Moshe Onav Moi Mikol Adam. Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, the Gemara discusses his anivus, that his anivus was superior to all. He was known, the Gemara has a whole section discussing the anivus of Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. So we see that what gave them the physical capacity to be able to have both at the same time, the dafka, this item, the fact that they had an anivus. Yeah.
Was
Rabbeinu Zal wealthy? I don't know. To be very honest, I don't know. I know that Rabbeinu Zal once mentioned that when he came to Rabbeinu Zal, had he not seen silver leichters on the table, he said he doesn't know if he would have stuck around at all. Meaning, Rabbeinu Zal mentioned it, that there are many times when a big tzaddik has to have some aspect of Gashmias-like. In other words, he has to look like a Rebbe. In other words, you can't say that a Tzaddik Emes, why doesn't he just look like a complete nothing? In other words, why should he want to cloak himself in any type of cloak of Rabbonus? What's it needed for? Rabbi Zal said that when he came to Rabbeinu Zal, had he not seen the silver leichters, in those days the Hasidic Rebbes had silver leichters. In other words, that was an item that was royalty only, like the Rebbes had it. So he said if he hadn't seen it by Rabbeinu Zal, he wouldn't have stayed. Meaning, you see that this is a necessary item. There is a certain kavod that goes with a title that has to be maintained. Cover the question?
Of course.
True. In other words, it's obvious that he was poor at a certain time, but there are other places where it seems to say that he was wealthy at a certain time. Just as by Rabbeinu Zal, as poor as he was at times, it was for a period of time. There was a period of time when he had money. No question about it. 100%.
Didn't look into Zell's father own a department store in Russia?
Right. How come because they disinherited him for a period of time. There was a period of time like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva for a period of time was very poor. Then he became one of the wealthiest people. Why? Because he had to teach Torah to 24,000 Talmidim. That's why he had to be very wealthy. Let's see if we can do one more paragraph. Saxon 50. But Mosenzal's father-in-law. Not his father-in-law, his father, you mean. His father. No, his father. His father and his two brothers owned a few big stores in a few cities. Next, just a minute. Let's continue to the next paragraph. After the next paragraph, questions. Rabbeinu Zal says, now how do you get to this Ashirus now? What type of Ashirus are we talking about and how do you get to it? Rabbeinu Zal says, V'lo v'yla Ashirus hazois, in order to get to this wealth, Hualidei b'chinas tikune atik. The only way to get to this wealth is by affecting the highest tikkun. Atik means very high, very old. The old tikkun. B'chinas arichus yamim. In order for a person to get to this wealth, he has to have long life. B'chinas zokein, an inyan of old age. Why? Rabbi Nezal says, "Ki tzorich arichus yomim kedei lekabel betoichoi esho ashirus shel ha-hizboinenus." A person must have longevity of life in which to be able to receive the wealth of the hizboinenus. One second. Rabbi Nezal says, "Va'arichus yomim," this long life that we're talking about, what are we referring to? Are we referring to physical years? Hainu shetzorich sheyire leha'arich ulahagdil yomov. A person has to see to it to lengthen and to increase the size of his days, the size of his life. Meaning, ki kol yoim v'yoim mimokoim shemas chileitzol kol echad v'yechod. Each day, at whatever point it begins for a person, for some people it begins at 6 in the morning, for some people it begins at 9 o'clock at night. At whatever point in time a person's day begins, Bevadai betchila hu kotzer. When the day starts, it starts off very small. Meaning, when you're first getting up, you're accomplishing very, very little at that moment. Hainu, shebetchilas hayoyim koshe olav ma'oid ha'avoydeh shetzorech la'asayis boyse hayoyim. At the moment that the day is starting, it's very, very hard to do the avoydeh that you want to do throughout that day. Kigoin lehispalel, such as davening, velilmoid, or learning, ukiyotze, and comparable items. In the beginning of the day, it's very, very hard to do it. Beginning meaning immediate beginning. Va'alkein, therefore, hayoin b'tchilosoi hukotzer. The day, at its start, is very short. We consider it short. Ki tzorech lahaschil ma'at ma'at. Because a person must start off slowly, a little at a time. Then it broadens out and he keeps proceeding in his avoida, continuing to broaden it. Rabbi Nezal says now, a person has to see to it, lahagdil, to make great, ulaharchiv, and to broaden, ulaharich, and to lengthen, kol sho v'sho shebo acharkach. Every single hour, as he's going on throughout his day, from the beginning of the day on, he has to see to it that each hour should be longer than the hour before it. Each hour should contain in it more than the hour before it did. Lahagdila ulaharchiva betaisvis kedusha. To see to it that each hour later on in the day should have more kedusha within that hour than there was in the previous hour. V'chein kishebo yom hasheni. And when a person starts the next day in his life, he starts off at the point where he left off the day before, and again, he starts off small, and he keeps getting more and more, bigger and bigger. And this keeps going on throughout a person's life. A person has to see to it that that his days should keep broadening, getting bigger and bigger in an addition of Kedusha. This is what we mean when we say longevity of life. A person who gets to live to an old age is a person whom, as he goes on in life, every single day is bigger than the previous day. Every single day he can verify, he can vouch for the fact that he accomplished more than the day before. He used, within 24 hours, he was able to pack in much more than he was able to pack in the day before in 24 hours. Vi Avraham shezochol abechina zokein, and Avraham Avinu who was zeichet, to be referred to in the Torah as zokein, an old man, bechinas arichas yomim, he was zeichet to longevity of life, al yidei ze zochol ashirus. This is what made him, this is what helped him be zeichet to wealth, to the birkas Avraham. Bechinas, this is like mind-boggling. This is unbelievable. I didn't dream that this was related to it when I said it on Shabbos. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, the Avraham zokein, when Avraham Avinu became old, that's when, bo bayomim, he came with his days, each day was solid, v'Hashem beirach es Avraham bakoil. And Hashem gave Avraham Avinu a bracha, he blessed him with everything. Ze bechinas mizikenim esboinon. There's a pasuk which says, from the old people I draw wisdom. Rabbi Nazal says, mizikenim, through a person rising to the madrega of zokein, meaning through a person having arichas yamim, meaning that he lengthens every day of his life, he stretches each day of his life more than the day before, shayidei bechinas zokein hanal, through this inyan of zokein, which we described in the above paragraph, bo lehizboinonus, a person gets to his boinonus, shehubo al yidei ashirus, which comes via ashirus, shenimshach l'toich arichas yomim, which gets placed into the arichas yomim, shehu bechinas zokein. So we have this set of items now. We have arichas yomim, which is referred to as bechinas zokein. Into that, a person places ashirus, and when he has this combination, that's when he can be zeichet to his boinonus ha-Torah. As we're going to see explained more and more, each paragraph now is going to keep shedding more and more light on this whole topic.
Zeichet to his boinonus through ashirus and through this zokein, through using each day.
Exactly, today. By placing the ashirus into the arichas yomim.
What does that mean exactly? Oh, I see.
We're about to explain. Okay. We're going to have a long explanation on this. This is where we'll hold off for now. Any questions?
Yeah.
The all the letters that they are. I'll tell you what. I want to write it down just to make sure I don't make any mistakes in the spellings. We'll do it as soon as we close up. But I know that it works because I figured it out already. In other words, I showed it to somebody and I had written it down for them. Any other questions?
Because I said one of the Torahs, whoever is follower of my teaching will not be rich, not have money.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I remember
Rebbe Zalman saying something like that.
That there'll be very few wealthy people among my family.
Rebbe Zalman said, no matter if somebody was rich, if he wasn't rich, he would be richer.
Right. Exactly. He implied that it's very, you're right. So.
There's one marshal that when it was this rich man, and he became a bachelor, and each time he lost more and more money.
That's the thing that I just said. Mm-hmm. It's quoted in a chapter on Likutei Moharan. It's quoted about one of the Talmidim of the Mizrich Magizal. Rabbi Nazal told this story over to his Talmidim, but he was telling a story about the Mizrich Magizal. To be continued. This Torah is just unfolding. In other words, we just unfolded a hair. Now we're first going to start opening up, and Rabbi Nazal is going to show how this Torah is actually a pirush on the whole Sefer Sipurei Maaseiyos. That's what we're going to see soon. It's going to be a lot of clarification. In other words, nothing is going to be left unclear. If anything looks semi-unclear now, it's going to be clarified as we go on. Okay, we're in the middle of Teres Samach and Likutei Moharan. We're up at Leis Gimel. A 10-second review. Rabbi Nazal started off quoting an item from the Idra Kadisha, so you can imagine that this is very special. So Ben Ezra, I'll discuss the topic of his Hizboinonus HaTorah, which requires Ashirus. That's all we're going to say. Those who are here know. Those who aren't, will listen carefully, they'll understand. His Hizboinonus HaTorah, there is a tremendous deep level of knowledge of Torah, which requires wealth. Just like you make Kemach in Torah, without Parnassa you can't have Torah. The higher level you go in Torah, you must have a higher level of Ashirus. And Ben Ezra proved it from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rabbi Nazal said that what's important in Ashirus is Arichas Yomim. You must have Arichas Yomim into which to be Mamshech the Ashirus. Like Avraham Avinu, who got a bracha from Hashem, Hashem Berach as Avraham Bakoil. And by Avraham Avinu it says, Avraham Zokein Bo Bayomim. That's why Hashem Berach as Avraham Bakoil. Because he had Arichas Yomim, each day of his was long. Into that, he was able to be Mamshech the Ashirus, and that built a whole beautiful item. anybody who's not clear will review what we had here, they'll become clear. This is where we continue from. Now Rabbi Nezal says, Ubechinas Zokain, this inyan of Arichas Yomim, which Rabbi Nezal is referring to as Zokain, an older person, Dahainu Laharchiv Ulaharich Yomov Bitisvis Kidusha Bechol Pam Kanal, in order for a person to broaden and lengthen his days with an increase of Kiddusha every single day, to constantly see to increase every day he goes on in life, the Kiddusha should increase. Chual Yidei Yira. The ingredient that's necessary in order to be Zeicha to this Arichas Yomim is Yira. Why? It's a Beferish Pasuk, which Rabbi Nezal is going to bring. Sheha Yira Meviya Tosis Kiddusha Bechol Yoyim Voyoyim. Yira, fear of Hashem, has a power to help a person increase his Kiddusha every single day, constantly keep increasing. This causes the days to become lengthened and broadened. As the Pasuk says clearly in Mishlei, Yiras Hashem, Taisif Yomim. Fear of Hashem increases a person's life. Taisif Yomim means more days. Taisif Yomim also means each day becomes Taisif, increased. V'zeh b'chinas, this is why the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Novi, Yiras Hashem hi oitzoroi, that fear of Hashem, that is Hashem's treasury. There's a Pasuk which says that V'hoya emunas itecha chayisin Yeshua ischach mavadas, blah blah blah, a whole load of things about Hashem. And then it says, you know what the undish l'shura is? Yiras Hashem hi oitzoroi, that fear of Hashem, that's the real treasury of Hashem. That's the highest madrega of Kedusha, fear of Hashem. So note that the word that it uses is oitzer. Oitzer means a treasury. Oitzer also means a storage house. Bechina, says the Pasuk, as the Gemara says in Brachas, about Chavo, the Gemara discusses the womb of a woman, and the Gemara says, Aso ke oitzer. Hashem built a woman like an oitzer, like a storage house. When they stored Tevua, how did they store it? In pyramids. The Tevua is piled up in pyramids, like in a silo. It's stored up, you know, in a cone-shaped pyramid-like. The Gemara says that Hashem made Chavo and all women like an oitzer, meaning Shehu kotzer milamalo v'rochov milamato. The woman is small, the opening is small on top and broadens out on bottom. This is the Lashon of the Gemara. It's small at one place and it broadens out. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki hascholas hayomim heng tzorin. Note, Yiras Hashem, is that male or female?
Female.
Isha, Yiras Hashem, he tisawal. That's why he's comparing it to Yiras Hashem, Bechinas Noshim, Bechinas Chava, which is Kotzer Melamalo, Rochav Melamato. So, Yiras Hashem, he oitzor. What is an oitzor? An oitzor is widens out. It starts off small, it widens out. Yiras Hashem helps a person be zeichet to widen out his days. He starts off small and he broadens it. When a person starts off his day, it's very short. It broadens and continues the Tosfos Kiddusha with an increase in Kiddusha constantly. How? The only way to be zeichet to this Tosif Yomim, Yiras Hashem, Tosif Yomim. Nimtza. What do we conclude from here? Shezeichin al yedei yira la arichas yomim. A person is zeiche through yira to arichas yomim. Shehein bechinas zokin. Arichas yomim is an inyan of a zokin. A zokin is an older person. Bechinas tikune atik. Atik is also old. A concept of the tikkun of old. Sovin, sovin, the sovin. Terms used in Kabbalah to refer to the upper spheres, which are referred to as the older ones. Rabbi Zal, one of the shiurim that he once gave, he explained that the Sifrei Kabbalah bring the Eitz Chaim explains that Keser is referred to as Sovin the Sovin, the highest, the oldest, the grandfather of grandfathers, like the oldest age. Chochma and Bina are referred to as Sovin, grandparents like. Chesed, Gvura, Teferes are referred to as, what's the next level below grandfather?
Oh, father.
Fathers, why? Who are the three forefathers of the Jews? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They are referred to as Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes. Netzach, Chayim, Yisoid are referred to as Bonim. Those, the lowest spheres are Bonim. So we have the three lower ones are Bonim, then comes Ovois, then comes Sovin, then comes Sovin the Sovin. Yeah. The Malchus, I don't recall whether he said that that's an union of Bas or that's also in the Gedder of Bonim. Because Netzach HaYisod, Malchus is like one unit regarding many things. Malchus is just a kolel of the low, of them.
Who would 7 refer to?
Chachman Bina.
Yeah, but is there any indication you said the Chachman Bina to Paris refer to Sovan Kriyabashim?
Right.
Do you have any comparative thing
very
for
simple.
Keser
what's,
to?
What's above Avos? If Chesed Gvura Tiferes are Avos, what does that make Chachman Bina, which are the father of Chesed Gvura Tiferes? It makes Chesed Gvura Tiferes. It makes